Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Gimel is the halachos that emerge from the dual identity of Shmini Atzeres. On the bottom of the Gemara in Beis Amad Beis, going to Gimel Amad Aleph, the Gemara points out that Shmini Atzeres has a very, very interesting status. On the one hand, Shmini Atzeres is unique. It has Pazar Keshav, for example. The word Keshav refers to the karbanos of Shmini Atzeres of being entirely different. That's what the letter Kuf stands for. Or Zayin Zman, that it gets its own Bircha Shechianu. On the other hand, the Gemara says that we say that Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo, Hani Mili, that's only in regards to Pazar Keshav. Avol Inyan Tashlumin, but in regards to Tashlumin, it's still considered an extension. If you miss the first day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres is still an extension of that. A fascinating duality that there's a lot to say about in both Machshava and in Lamdus. However, that's not our purpose here. Rather, our idea here is to try to come away with Halacha L'maisa from every day of the Daf that we can. Says the Ma'aril, in Hilchas Chag HaSukkos, what happens if somebody did not mention that it's the eighth day of Sukkot, but rather he said, what even some today do say, Yom Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. That gives off the connotation that it's a Chag by itself called Shmini Atzeres. To this day, there are two different minhagim. The Ma'aril says that that is not the appropriate thing. B'di'evet, you'd be Yotzei, says the Ma'aril. However, l'chatchila, one should say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres. It's the eighth day, but it's also Chag Atzeres. That Lashon, points out the Ma'aril, fits better into our Gemara than the Lashon of Yom Chag Shmini Ha'atzeres Hazeh. In fact, the Raman, Simit Taf Reish Shamaches, quotes in the name of the Minhagim, to not even use the expression of Chag at all, but rather one should say Yom Shmini Atzeres. According to the Ramah, it's true you have Pazar Keshav. Pazar Keshav tells us that's unique. However, Pazar Keshav does not say to call it a separate Chag by itself. And therefore, you shouldn't even say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres, but rather just call it Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. To this day, if I'm not mistaken, those two different customs remain. There is the position of the Ma'aril, which is Nusach Ashkenaz, that says Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. However, Nusach Svard does follow that position of Yom Chag Shmini HaTzeres Hazeh. The Masifta Gemara, the Pnini Halacha, quotes that the Ma'aril was of the opinion not even to break apart the word Shmini and Atzeres, that you should say Yom Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh, that it should to emphasize that it is the eighth day, which is an Atzeres, which is a resting from Sukkot itself, but it's not a Chag Bifnei Atzmo in any way, shape, or form. Again, there are different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, and for sure one should follow the minhag that appears in Klal Yisrael. With this in mind, one can truly understand the Birkei Yosef. Again, that's quoted in the Pnini Halacha, that b'di'evet, if a person made a mistake and did not say, let's go with the Nusach Ashkenaz, Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh, but rather said Chag HaSukkos, that b'di'evet, you're Yosef. Why? Because with Kulei Alma, Shmini Atzeres is considered part of Sukkot. And don't let Pazar Keshav and the fact that it gets its own bracha of Zman tell us that B'di'evet, if you said Chag HaSukkos, it's as if you said Chag HaPesach. No, it's considered as if you had described the day appropriately. It is Chag HaSukkos because it's Tashlumin of Sukkot. The one chisaron is that it also has Pazar Keshav, and therefore we like to say it's the eighth day, and also a Chag Bifnei Atzmo, which is the formulation of the Ma'aril of Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. This is a basic outline of the diunim of the expression in our tefillah of Shmini Atzeres as reflected by our Gemara on the top of Gimel Aleph. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha from the daily daf.